Founding member Trett Wagler's band, The Steel Wheels, is now a widely recognized name in Americana music circles. The band tours year-round and has even launched its own music festival. But all of that has come after nearly a decade of toil and struggle and figuring out ways to be in the right place at the right time. Wagler says that some of the band's current success was sown in its early years, when no one was paying much attention, and when questions like this...
Why are we playing this 10 p.m. slot in Richmond, Virginia on a Tuesday night when we all have to get to work the next day at 7 a.m.?
Were more common. It was a slow build for the group, one that required the members to offer each other their utmost support.
We weren't the big deal anywhere. You know, we were playing for small audiences, and we were playing some gigs that, man, you look back and you say, why did we ever even set foot in that place? It was terrible. It was a terrible fit for what we do, or people were, you know, they didn't care. And you kind of go through those things, and either that can really tear your band apart because everybody's just disappointed and or, you know, getting frustrated, or it can kind of band you together, because in that room, if nobody else is listening to you, the only person you have to lean on is the other guy.
Sun is in the east, sun is in the west, wake up in the morning, you just try to do your best, and you're gonna go.
The group has come to handle its business affairs well and boasts, among other endeavors, its own label. Current Steel Wheels recordings show how much the band has grown over the years.
When we first made a CD, it was like, okay, we know somebody who can record this for almost nothing. We know that we can mix it ourselves. But it was just a level above recording something on GarageBand and duplicating that on your home computer.
One thing Wagler mentions again and again is the importance of timing, being in the right place at the right moment, and how his band has been fortunate enough to come along at a time when acoustic-driven music is widely embraced. Timing is, after all, one of the essential elements not only in the playing of music, but the music business itself, and certainly always has been.
Bill Monroe is credited as being the father of bluegrass music, and Hank Williams is credited with being the father of country music. And it's interesting to think about how their careers also coincide with the dawn of radio and the dawn of some of the other machines in Music City and some of the machines in the musical business world that were just getting going. In a way, they are a product of timing. As true to, you know, and authentic to some tradition, Bill Monroe was, in a way, you know, if he had come 20 years earlier, there's no way his music and the name bluegrass would have been quite as big of a deal as it was in the 40s when he came along.
Talent is only one part of the equation that makes a band interesting. Personality, presentation, and dedication all factor in, and Wagler knows this all too well.
Being able to write a song, there's some talent there, there is some natural kind of ability and the way you sort of see the world and are able to articulate that, sure, but it's work, and you've got to get yourself out of the idea that a real musician or a real songwriter is going to just go into a room and magic's going to happen. There's a lot of practice, and there's a lot of failure, and there's a lot of just time.
There's rain coming down in the valley. We're gonna wash in the river so deep.
The Steel Wheels remains a band concerned about more than its own legacy, however. In 2013, after 2 years of discussion and planning, the group launched its own music festival, the Red Wing Roots Music Festival, which takes place in Solon, Virginia. The inspiration came in part because Virginia, a kind of cradle for Americana music, was one of the places in the country that didn't have its own festival celebrating its own musical heritage.
It was kind of a legacy thing of wanting to really feel like you're creating something that's going to last and also kind of investing in the future.
I've got a hope that never fails me, and I've got a song must be sung.
The Steel Wheels perform at the Bartlett Arboretum in Belle Plaine on Sunday afternoon. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.